From high school dropout to teenage wife and mother to university professor and public intellectual, Dr. Carol Swain is passionate about empowering others to raise their voices in the public square. We invite you to tune in to Be the People. Be the People is brought to you by Second Voice, the conservative watchdog that monitors corporations for the causes and issues they support with our tax dollars.
What does it mean to have a transformed life? Transformation is about change. It's about metamorphosis. It's about alteration. There are millions of hurting men and women who need some kind of intervention in their lives. For some of these people, the intervention will be a treatment program of some kind. But maybe what's really needed is a radical transformation. Joining me today is my friend Nancy Alcorn, the founder of Mercy Multiplied, a Christian nonprofit organization for young women. Nancy recently published a new book, and the title of her book is Treatment or Transformation? 13 Real Stories Why You Can't Argue with a Changed Life. So, Nancy, welcome to the Be the People show. I'm so delighted to have you on today.
Thank you, Dr. Swain. I have so much respect for you, and it's an honor to be on with you.
And, Nancy, I'm Carol.
You want to be called Carol. Okay. I do respect you, which is why I called you Dr. Swain, but I got it. You're Carol.
That's right. To you, okay. we're friends, and so I thank you for being on the show. And I'd like for you to tell our listeners about what led you to start Mercy Ministries. I know that was the name before it became Mercy Multiplied.
Well, I spent the first 8 years of my career life working for the government in Tennessee, 5 years at a girls' correctional facility, and then 3 years investigating child abuse cases. And I just, as a believer, knowing that Jesus Christ can change anyone's life, and yet working in a broken government system where they don't allow you the freedom to talk about forgiveness and God's mercy and all that, I learned a lot of what not to do, basically. And after 8 years of working for the government, I just came to realize that God has not anointed the government to heal broken hearts and set captives free. He's called his people to do it. And in order for me to be effective in my career, I needed the freedom to share Christ. So that's basically that 8 years of experience and seeing the less than 3% success rate in government programs. It motivated me to do something that was going to make a difference and have a much higher rate of success.
And I know, from previous conversations, a little bit of the backstory, but tell our listeners just the miraculous things that happened, because you, like me, we're all ordinary people, but you've done something extraordinary.
Well, in 1983, after spending a lot of time in 82 praying about it, God showed me that he wanted me to leave Tennessee, go to Louisiana, and I won't go into all the details of that because it's a long story, but it was totally directed by the Lord for me to start in Louisiana, primarily, I think, because God wanted me to have to trust him because I didn't know anyone in Louisiana. And so I left January 15th, 1983, and I had $1,000 in my pocket, and God gave me three things. He said, I want you to start a ministry and a residential program for young women ages 13 to 28, and we've since expanded that age range to 32, and so 13 to 32 now. And he said, I want you to do these three things. I want you to take the young women in free of charge, and he said they have to make application. They have to want help. But if they want help, you take them in free of charge. They need to know that your love is pure and that you're not trying to make money off their problem. Number two, your needs will be met through your giving. God's word says, given, it shall be given back. So God showed me to tithe as an organization to other organizations that are helping people. And then the third thing God showed me is not to receive any state or federal funding or any money that would restrict the freedom to share Christ. So, that sounded impossible to me, Carol. I mean, just like how could that be? And then God took me to Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. So that's basically been my life verse since 1983, because I did not understand how can you start something when you don't even have anything to start it with, and how can you take people in free of charge? It didn't make any sense, but God said don't lean to your own understanding. So that was the beginning of my journey, and God sent people of influence in my path as I went to Louisiana, and they were they lended their name and their influence to me to put me in front of the leaders of the city, the mayors, the councilmen, a lot of wealthy people, and it was a journey, but God just started having people. I just had a lot of favor, and God started having, we set up the 501c3, and people started becoming monthly partners with us.
I know that your story is truly amazing, and that God didn't just do one or two miracles, but the whole experience has been miraculous with him stepping in and providing people at key points.
That's the truth. I remember when we first started, you know, we deal with all these life controlling issues like addictions, unplanned pregnancy. We have a licensed adoption agency. We work with girls with eating disorders, girls who have been severely sexually abused, sex trafficked, basically any kind of problem you can think of, that whatever the problem is. Jesus is the answer. And so we, you know, his heart is to help hurting people. So therefore, in order for us to do this, we knew that we would have to lean on God to provide. And so people came alongside and helped us buy the first facility that is located in West Monroe, Louisiana. So we were able to get that home debt free. And before long, we had a huge waiting list. And after 7 years, God showed me to come back to Nashville, Tennessee, and raise the money to build a home. So we built a 22,000 square foot, 40 bed facility in Nashville, debt free. It took us about 5 years. And then this gentleman came along right after that and gave us the money to build a 3-story office building, which is now our headquarters, and it's located right across the driveway. And then shortly after that, Joyce Meyer called me and she said, Dave and I and Joyce Meyer Ministries want to buy property here in St. Louis, and we want to underwrite the cost of opening a Mercy home here in St. Louis, and your job will be to staff it and run it and raise the operating costs. So that's how that one came. And the same thing happened with Sacramento, California. Very wealthy real estate, commercial real estate developer called me, and he had his own plane. He flew into our Nashville home. He loved what he saw, and he gave us land and built a $6 million facility, paid for that. And we now operate that facility in Sacramento with 40 girls. So we have several international locations, and all of our buildings are absolutely debt-free.
That is so amazing. We're going to take a break, and when I return, I'd like for you, Nancy, to talk about your book, Ditch the Baggage. You're listening to Be the People with Dr. Carol Swain. We will be right back after these messages. Be the People is sponsored by Second Vote, the conservative watchdog for corporate activism. When companies take stances that undermine our values or sponsor organizations that support the left's agenda, they do so using our dollars. At secondvote.com, you can find research on hundreds of businesses and nonprofits and learn who funds attacks on religious liberty and Planned Parenthood's abortion industry. Second Vote is a free resource for conservative shoppers to hold corporations accountable for the positions they take on the issues. Visit secondvote.com to learn how your shopping dollars are being used to fund the liberal agenda. That's secondvote.com, 2ndvote.com. We're back with our special guest. I'm back with my friend Nancy Alcorn, and we're going to talk about one of her books that I read a few years ago. It's called Ditch the Baggage. It's one of her more recent books, and she has a new book that that will be released next month, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
That's great. Yeah, I'm glad to know you read Ditch the Baggage. Honestly, that book, we have gotten the most feedback from Carol, because it's Ditch the Baggage, Change Your Life, and it has to do with choices that bring change. And honestly, out of that book, we were able to develop group studies and freedom materials that have been translated into 5 different languages. And they're in churches across America, and it's spreading throughout Europe. And we're getting testimonies back, which is so exciting to me, from men and women of all ages, some that sit on a church pew every Sunday, and they're telling us, like, I had no idea that I could be free from this or this or this, or I had no idea that I had a root of rejection because of such and such that happened in my childhood, just all kinds of stuff like that. And people are coming into new levels of freedom that they didn't even know were possible. And that all of that came about as a result of the Ditch the Baggage book.
Well, I mean, I think it's a great book, and it's something that if people own it, they need to reread it. But if you have someone that's suffering with just any number of conditions that afflict people in our modern society, it would be great to get a copy of the book. And, Nancy, is the website still up so that they could go to the website for Ditch the Baggage?
Absolutely. It is, our website is mercymultiplied.com, and the book is also available on Amazon.
And your new book, it will be released when, March 1st?
March 1st, yes.
And it's Treatment or Transformation, 13 Real Stories and Why You Can't Argue with a Changed Life. I've started reading it, Nancy. I'm not finished yet, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners why they should get a copy of this new book.
Well, for one thing, it'll build anyone's faith that there's no life that's too damaged for God to heal and restore. But it will also help people understand the difference between treatment and transformation. Treatment centers across America, sometimes they're needed. Like if a girl needs to come to Mercy, for example, who's strung out on drugs, she may need to go through detox. Or a girl who's at a medically unsafe place because of a severe eating disorder, we're not a hospital, so she'll need to get medically safe before she comes to us. So that's the treatment aspect. But there's a step beyond treatment called transformation. And in treatment programs, they tend to label and medicate and tell you all the reasons why you're damaged goods and you will never be able to change. We had a young lady back in 2003, for example, that came into our program, and her parents had a lot of money. They were from Texas and just had a lot of money, and they had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in what were considered to be the best treatment programs in America. And it kind of reminded me of the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible, where it says that she had many physicians in the 12 years, and she spent everything she had, but instead of getting better, she kept getting worse. So that's kind of where this 19-year-old young woman was when she found out about Mercy. And she came, and they told her, you will never be able to have children. You will probably be in and out of hospitals your whole life. You will never recover from this. Once an eating disorder, you always have it, and there's nothing we can do to help you. And they told her that after they took all her money. Then all of a sudden, they can't help her. So bottom line, she graduated from Mercy in our Nashville home in 2003, went home, got plugged into a local church, met a guy who is now her husband, and they have had 9 children together. No
My
twins.
Goodness.
So I think God knew a little bit more. That's what you call transformation right there. God doesn't just want to treat symptoms and label people and medicate them and call them damaged goods, but he wants to heal and restore from the inside out. And he's not just about setting people free of addictions and eating disorders and all that, but he actually healed Kristen's physical body so that she could bear all those children. It's amazing.
Well, that is a remarkable story, and I know that there are many others, but I bet that there's someone listening, and they're probably wondering if there are any treatment programs like Mercy for men or boys.
You know, there's actually one program in the Nashville area. It's kind of out in the country, but we support a number of ministries monthly, like I said, because we give 10%. And so when people call us and they want a place, know about a place for boys locally in Tennessee, we tell them about a program called Narrowgate for young men. But also for people that are listening in other areas, there is a tremendous Teen Challenge program for young men of all ages up in Minneapolis, and I highly recommend that program. I mean, it is a wonderful program where they're not just about the spiritual part, but they're also training them in vocations and life skills.
Thank you. We're going to take another break, and when we return, we can talk about your new book. You're listening to Be the People with Dr. Carol Swain. We will be right back after these messages. Be the People is sponsored by Second Vote, the conservative watchdog for corporate activism. When companies take stances that undermine our values or sponsor organizations that support the left's agenda, they do so using our dollars. At secondvote.com, you can find research on hundreds of businesses and nonprofits and learn who funds attacks on religious liberty and Planned Parenthood's abortion industry. Second Vote is a free resource for conservative shoppers to hold corporations accountable for the positions they take on the issues. Visit secondvote.com to learn how your shopping dollars are being used to fund the liberal agenda. That's secondvote.com, 2ndvote.com. We're back with our special guest. I'm back with Nancy Alcorn, and we're talking about something really important that relates to treatment programs for people whose lives are broken. And in the case of Nancy, it's women that Mercy Multiplied focuses on. And Nancy, your new book, tell us how it's different from the other book and what people can expect if they get a copy.
Well, you know, sometimes people from different church denominations like to argue over doctrine, and I'm not one of those people. I just like to love people where they are. But so basically the subtitle is 13 real stories why you can't argue with the changed life. And one of the things that I like to say when I speak is, you know, people can argue about doctrinal issues all day long, but there's one thing that you cannot argue with, and that is a life that has been transformed, completely and totally transformed by the power of Christ. And so a couple of years ago, a friend of mine asked me to watch a Netflix series called 13 Reasons Why. And in this series, it's about a young girl who, you know, because of all the social media things that go on and athletes drugging young women and raping them at parties, taking pictures, emailing them to everybody in school or texting them to everybody in school. Just she went through all that and ultimately ended up taking her own life. And she left behind a box of cassette tapes. And it was 13 individual cassette tapes, and she had a trusted friend promise her that he would have all of these 13 people that she felt like pushed her over the edge to take her own life, that he would see to it that they all listened to it. So the whole series is about that. And when I watched it, I mean, I wouldn't recommend to somebody who had young daughters that they should watch this series. But for me, because of what I do, it was just brilliant because it inspired me to, like, answer the series. Don't just leave it hanging out there that suicide is the best choice. So I put an author's note at the beginning of the book that says, in early 2017, I began hearing about a new Netflix series called 13 Reasons Why. A friend of mine who is familiar with the issues that we deal with at Mercy encouraged me to watch the first season. I was deeply impacted by this series as I quickly realized how many young women who walk through the doors of our residential homes have similar struggles as the girl featured in the series. I was inspired to share 13 stories of young women who experienced a very different outcome than the girl featured in 13 Reasons Why because they chose to reach out for help. And that's the thing that I would emphasize for anyone who's listening right now, that if you are in a situation and you feel hopeless and there's no way out, it's just not true.
Yes.
And that as you choose to reach out for help, God will meet you right where you are.
What would you say to people that they don't know about God? I mean, they hear us, and on the Be the People show, a lot of the listeners are people of faith, but out there in the world, there are people that they have no relationship with God.
Right. I would just say to them that whether you have a relationship with God or not, you know, need to know that he has one with you.
That's right.
He knows your life, and he loves you, and he knows everything you've done wrong, and he's not mad at you. He doesn't hate you, and he would love for you to just maybe open your heart to being, at least even being willing to just, you know, read, get this book and read some of these stories. If you contact me and you don't want to pay for it, I'll send it to you free of charge from our website, mercymultiplied.com. You can shoot me an email to my attention. I'll send it to you free of charge. But I would challenge those people to be open to the fact that God can transform lives. And I believe anyone who reads this book would not be able to deny that without God, all these 13 girls would probably be dead by now.
Right. And Nancy, could you take one of the girls and the reason that the chapters are listed, like reason one, reason two, could you give us a reason and then how this person's life may have been, had a different outcome?
Absolutely, I will. We have one young girl who her story is in the book, and she was severely sexually abused by a family member at a very young age, and then that same family member ended up trafficking her for their own financial benefit from the time she was a little girl. And that led her to addiction issues, trying to deal with the pain, depression, severe depression, self-harm. She felt like, you know, the shame, the guilt, the condemnation. I mean, she just felt like she was worthless. And she actually went through our St. Louis program several years ago. And she is a beautiful African-American girl who is just stunning. And she is one of the best public speakers I've ever heard. She's traveled with me some and been a speaker at several events with me. And right now, when she left Mercy, she entered an internship program at the St. Louis Dream Center that is overseen by Joyce Meyer Ministries. So she did that for about a year. And now she is at, some people may not be familiar with this, but there's a school, a discipleship school out in California that's called Bethel. And she is interning with Bethel right now and learning about music and creativity.
Well, Nancy, in the time that we have remaining, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you and just any last-minute things that you have on your heart that you'd want to share? We have a few minutes that you can do that.
Well, one thing I would like to share, it's something that I haven't even had a chance to tell you about, Carol, and me and you are really good friends, but just a couple of weeks ago, God worked it out to where we're in 2020, we are going to start a brand new Mercy residential facility in Northern Ireland.
Oh, my.
And that's exciting.
It certainly
is. So that's really hot off the press. And so we're really excited about that. And also, we have 12 acres in the panhandle of Florida right between Destin and Panama City. And we just received unanimous approval from the Walton County Commission commissioners to build that home. So we are now in the construction document process. We have a firm working with us. So that's not for right now, but we had the Hurricane Michael down there, and a lot of people down there lost everything they have. So we're just putting that project on hold until it seems like the people down there have had a chance to rebuild their lives first. But we will eventually be building a 24,000 square foot building there on that property, and it's on in a very prime location. So we're excited about that. And if people out there want to know how they can become a part of this, you can go to our website. It's mercymultiplied.com. We need people to become monthly partners. You can go on there, and the website's very user-friendly. You can see videos of girls telling their stories, even some of these girls who are in this book. You can see pictures of our buildings. You can see how to donate. You can see how to volunteer. There's many different ways that people can get involved. We have 5K runs that people can participate in at each location where we have a home. There's many different ways. And if anybody wants to connect with me, we have an email address on there that's in the info address at mercymultiplied.com. They can send an email to my attention, and I promise you I will answer it.
Now I have a final question for you. Would you be surprised or You know, have you ever thought that God someday may ask you to start Mercy Homes for young men that follows the same model as the ones for the young women?
You know, we have four times a year we do these what we call Empower Workshops and Guidelines, and it's like a three-day deal where people can register. All those dates are on our website. And so we have had people who are interested in starting home for men to come to those meetings, and they're gleaning from what we've done. So I feel like that in a roundabout way we're helping other people do it. I haven't really felt like God was asking me to do that.
Right.
Although I will have to say that through the outreach programs where we've started these group studies that, you know, in places all across America, we did that not just for women, but it's not gender specific. So we are getting amazing testimonies back from men that are getting set free from pornography and all kinds of stuff that they'd never even been willing to share and open up about before. And, you know, if something is kept in the dark or in secret, then it will always have power over you. But
you're
in
right.
These group settings, they're learning to open up and ask for help. And it's so we feel like we're helping men without having an actual residential program, although we're helping to train some who are going to open.
Well, what I would say to our listeners is that some of us should probably pray that God will anoint and raise up a man with that vision like he gave Nancy, and give him a vision for what men need, because what men need may be a little bit different from what women need, because God did
Absolutely.
Create us differently.
Yes, he did. I couldn't agree with you more. That's a great thing to pray for.
So, Nancy, thank you so much for being a guest on the Be the People show.
It is a great honor. It's a great honor to be on the show, and I appreciate you having me.
And for everyone that's listening, this has been an encouraging show, and it shows all the possibilities of what God can do with one individual that can impact the lives of many people. And we are the people. We, the American people, it's up to us if we want to change our world. We're the ones to stand up to be the people. Be the people, you know, who change your community, who change this nation. Until next time.
Be the People is brought to you by Carol Swain Enterprises, LLC, and Second Vote. Visit Second Vote's website at secondvote.com. That's the number 2ndvote.com. You can hear this podcast again at www.bethepeoplenews.com. That's www.bethepeoplenews.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.